Matt C.
All right.
Matt C.
Okay, so I'm already recording, guys. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Steve Vallee. So okay, so right now we have Steve Vallee, Matt C. is how I call you. How do you like to go, Matt?
That's fine.
Okay, and then Leaf. Do we call it Leaf or Life? How do we say your name?
He might Leaf be Alexander? Is that a good pronunciation?
Yeah, he might be on mute. Now, Leaf had a problem with an interview you did, Steve. So, and he disagreed with you on something. But I told him that even if you guys disagreed, that he'd like talking to you about it. And you guys might agree, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
So, and Riley joined us.
Yeah, I'm here.
So since Matt C. is here already, I think we could start with our planning and scheming for Friday. Do you have anything you want to start saying, Matt?
Right now I'm texting.
Okay. All right.
Yvonne should be joining us over audio. And then Jason's at a city meeting right now. He's not going to make it tonight. I got to text Carla and Matt Santodisasa to remind them. I've been on the phone with people all day today between and doing other, not just the phone, but like I had another interview earlier today with what's his name? Frank. Between this and the USS Liberty bills this Friday and making sure that people testify. Oh, you know, it's also not too late to submit testimony for the notification bill that was here today. Okay. Great. Running a few minutes behind, says Yvonne. Okay. Let me just get Carla. I'm going to text Carla.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're busy texting, I will kind of moderate here and we can talk about stuff. So I can talk about the stuff that I know about and you guys can ask me questions or tell me what parts I'm getting wrong. So the thing that I'm most concerned with, which is just part of what we're doing, is on the 12th, I don't know if everybody knows this, so on the 12th, we have the CACR 20 that's going to be discussed. And then if we don't run too long or bump it, also the HB 11, is it 1130?
It's 1130, yeah.
Yeah. So those are supposed to be both talked about on Friday. But on the official schedule, it's giving us 15 minutes for each. And the guy who is in charge of the committee, who we've been emailing back and forth, different ones of us, he's acknowledging that it's going to take a lot longer. So that's what I know about. And Dave Ridley has planned a demonstration starting at 8:30 that morning outside the building. The building is the Legislative Office Building, right? LOB. The thing behind the State House. And if I'm getting any of these details wrong, somebody can pipe up. And anybody that's joined us, I have to warn you that I'm recording this and we'll be sending it out to the world. And that's the stuff that I know about. Dave's going to start there at 8:30. I'm not going to get there till 9. Let's see. Somebody's talking to us in the chat. Leaf,
hey, Leaf, you can speak.
You wanted to say something? Did you want to say something? I can't hear you.
Sir, you got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't show him as muted, but I don't hear him for some reason. Yeah, Leaf, we don't hear you. I don't see you as, I only see Max as muted and Riley is muted. No, those guys just have the Max is muted. And that's all I know. So, Steve, you came on the call today. What were you wanting to talk about?
No, I'm more curious about what you guys are doing.
Okay. Yeah, so that
I will be testifying. I expect my testimony will be rather different from yours because I'll be plugging the Club 75 Alliance, which is a different.
Yeah, will you be trying to talk on both those bills or multiple?
No, only HB 1130.
So on HB 1130,
well, that's fine.
That's the one that's Matt S's bill, right? That starts a committee. Do you like the idea of a committee, or what do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I love the idea of a committee. Anything that gets people talking about secession is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I probably won't be around when that happens. If it happens in the afternoon or gets bumped, then I probably won't even be around for that.
I am taking the day off and planning that what I hope doesn't happen is that CACR 20 takes all day and they postpone HB 1130. That would be unbelievable.
But think of all the hubbub if we took all day long. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it's gonna be a newsworthy day. All right, Carl is jumping in.
Matt C posted the video of 2 years ago's testimony, which was almost exactly 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it lasts that long. I don't know how many of us are talking and things like that, but if I get signed up, I'm only planning on talking for a minute. Yeah, Dave Ridley has said he likes to sign up for 90 seconds, and the reps really think that's Floyd. So
I plan to ask for 3 minutes.
Yeah, because 3 minutes, you can say a lot of stuff about your Club 75 Alliance, and people in the room can cheer or jeer or throw tomatoes, right?
There you go.
And that'll be lots of fun. And also, what I like is it felt like last time, and hopefully this time, we'll get a lot of different people talking from a lot of different angles, right? Which to see which of these might hit with the Democrats or Republicans that are on that committee, right? I've only testified 2 or 3 times ever in New Hampshire, and I did really short ones. And what it seemed to do is get them to ask us questions. Like, I know I've seen that with Carla, who's hopped on. Sometimes when Carla does a testimony, it'll somehow trigger something that makes somebody in the committee ask a question. And that really seems to, you know, that makes it a lot more fun than just us droning on or doing long things.
I hope they will ask me questions. I'm very
fun. That would be interesting. So for anybody new that's joined, you know, I'm recording until 7. So far, we've just been talking about what we know is going to happen on the 12th. And if I say something wrong, people can pipe up. Matt C is on the call, but he's texting furiously with lots of different people.
So. No, I'm done.
Okay. Did you have stuff you wanted to say?
Well, so I'll be testifying for both. You know, this is
just one more note. There's one more bill in between CACR 20 and HB 1130 that's scheduled for testimony, and that's HB 1041, establishing a commission to investigate the USS Liberty. I had never heard of this, so they just stuck that in there.
Yeah,
that's another Jason Gerhard one.
And that's why they did it. They have both Jasons back to back.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So what exactly is the USS Liberty?
We got to talk about an exit right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with that. So
okay, let's stay on topic then.
Riley, are you going to make it on Friday?
I'm working on getting a ride from Keene to Concord on Friday, yes.
Yeah, I think you'll end up with somebody. Because that will come up if we get to that. But yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with NH exit. So.
Okay.
If anybody's having if anybody's, I hate to interrupt Matt, but if anybody, put stuff in the chat if you're having problems connecting, or if people want to text my phone number, is 903-519-5885. And if I can help them connect, because we had Leaf, he couldn't get his sound to work. So, okay, Matt, what were you saying?
So I'll be testifying for both. You know, as PAC chair, I should probably speak at both. For CACR, probably talk about the debt. I think I would like to talk about how so New Hampshire's portion of the debt, whether we if we divide it by per capita based off the population of the U.S. now, it's $170 billion. And if it's if we do it based off of the New Hampshire's contribution to GDP, there's two different there's actually four different methods of evaluating the debt, but the largest portions of the debt are accumulated when we look at it through per capita and looking at the percentage of the GDP, which I think in 2022 was 0.43% of the GDP. So the upper limit of those two numbers is $172 billion. And Yvonne wants me to say that the action of course is inevitable. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're wanting to pull that. You're wanting to pull that information in, and where does that information come from again, Matt?
So $40 trillion is the debt.
Yeah.
So we divide it by the U.S. population, which is the U.S. Census.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that's the per person, right? Then you multiply that by the number of people in New Hampshire based off the most recent census. That's how you get the per capita.
And you're coming out with what per person?
It's 170 billion. Sorry, 172 billion for the entire state.
Yeah.
Why is there this talk about the debt if there's actually secession? Like, is there a contract between New Hampshire and the federal government?
So that's a great question. That's part of the negotiations for seceding. There's no actual international, you know, precedence for having to you don't have to accept any of the debt.
Matt C, aren't you also partially why you're testifying is because this is in the text of the debt bill.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And Max, I'm with you. Of course, I think we should secede and repudiate the debt. And not everybody thinks that same thing. But I think that's why you're doing that, Matt C., right? Because
we need to have a plan. I think we should illustrate like a worst-case scenario. What kind of situation could we find ourselves in? This is a real hearing at the House. It doesn't matter that there's a real hearing at the House. It's not like we're just pretending that we want to secede if we hit $40 trillion in debt. We actually want to secede, provided we hit $40 trillion in debt. So in 2022, the state of New Hampshire paid $17 million and change to the federal government and all sorts of taxes. That's, you know, it's cumulative. If New Hampshire were to pay that amount each year to pay down the debt, you'd have the state's portion of the national debt paid off in just over a decade. I think that's something that's important that needs to be brought to the attention. Like, hey, what kind of situation are we getting ourselves in, provided if we were to actually secede? Because this is a separate bill from HB 1130. You know, it's that's what the other bill's for. Oh, you know, that's what the other bill's for. You know, like, provided we pass this bill will be just fine. I don't like that.
I'm still not getting it. So it's actually in the bill that the state of New Hampshire would have to pay off the debt in order to succeed?
No, it's not. But as the PAC chair, people are going to have questions. And they would like to know, like, what kind of situation would we be in? We need to portray ourselves as being responsible people who take this seriously, not wild cahoots who just want up and leave and create a situation that we have no idea what we're going to get ourselves into.
That's what I'm asking about. Because let me just finish this point. I still don't get why there is this debt, this talk about a debt. If there's succession, if there's no obligation to actually pay the debt, paying the debt?
Max, have you read the text of the CACR?
No.
You should sometime.
That's okay. How many pages is it?
No, it's not that long. It's like one line. The text of it says, the way Jason worded it, is that if this was to pass the way he worded it, we would leave when the U.S. debt goes over 40.
All right, so the U.S. government has $40 trillion in debt.
It's
New Hampshire have to pay part of that?
No, that has nothing to do with that. It doesn't say that.
It all depends on – it's all about having great relationships with your neighbors because at the end of the day, you live in a neighborhood.
Hey, Matt. Yes. I don't think we have enough time in this call to discuss all the ways we're all going to testify.
Sure. Yeah.
Because what I wanted to do in the time we have is help. Like here, Max doesn't know the thing. I also want to help people find out how they testify and the timing. Perfect. Because we're going to have a lot we can talk about, but we won't have enough time here to do that. Steve Villay just posted something in the chat.
Yeah,
just Shana did. And also, Shana, if you can find the text, yeah, plop the text there for Max. But that's what I'm thinking. Carla, did you want to say something?
No, I just wanted to say we should summarize at the start maybe what we're talking about. So if someone could say, you know, what the language is of CACR 20, what time it is, where it is, so that we have all that information and what it is about, and then do the same for the next one, because I don't even know the second bill's numbers and stuff. And that'll probably help us all sort of be operating on the same page. And then I just wanted to add to Matt's point, you know, we're all going to have sort of differing ideas about what the testimony should be and what we think secession should look like. I think that's very healthy. And I think it's actually smart because it does show that there are different approaches and different ideas. And we're basically saying, oh, it's not crazy. We're just disagreeing about how. And so I think that will add a little color and flavor. Obviously, no one on this call really wants to be saddled with debt. But if my choices are debt or getting murdered, I might try and figure out how to pay the debt, right? So a lot of the stuff is
still fluid. No, that's a good idea, Carla. Also, before you got on, I summarized most of it, right? We have on the 12th, CACR 20, which is Jason Gerhardt's bill that has us alters the Constitution with like one line, right? And says that we would leave once the U.S. debt got to 40 trillion, right? And that's supposed to be heard at what, 9:15, Matt?
9:30.
And then it's only supposed to last 15 minutes, but the guy in charge of the committee has already acknowledged that we're going to take a lot longer. So we don't know when House Bill 1130 will happen, Carla.
Okay, and that's the other one, 1130.
Because it's supposed to happen, you know, two or three sessions later, but we don't know when that's going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to block off most of my day then, and we'll hope for the best. All right, sorry, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's what I think. And then also, I was assuming tonight was going to be people that all knew all this stuff, but it's good that we have even more variety coming.
Right.
And then like when we were talking about how when the people do testify, it'll be good, I think, for there to be a big variety. And I know, Carla, you've gotten people to ask you questions. Matt C., you can't be guaranteed they're going to ask you questions. They might not be interested in what you're talking about, or they just might be mad.
That's okay.
It's not guaranteed.
I have a quick question, too. I was watching a little clip by Pete St. Ange this morning talking actually about how fast the debt has accelerated from $33 to $34 trillion.
Exactly.
I believe it's been in the past 90 days. So yeah. I was wondering, I'm not a math nerd. I'm not good at numbers, but if there's anyone here who is and who might be able to actually figure out when we think we might hit that 40 trillion just based on sort of what we've seen over the past 6 months, I think
I have an estimate. I'm kind of a math nerd, but I'm basing it on the big picture. One thing I've brought up is I think the federal debt will hit $40 trillion before we pass this bill.
Well, someone should say that, because that is a fantastic testimony line.
Yeah, because I'm afraid that I'm right. I mean, because the likelihood of it passing right now is very small, right? We don't have the numbers. But it's accelerating how much they're spending, and the interest is going up. So it's accelerating because of that, too.
Thanks, Max. Whoever said we should look at the debt clock, that's a great suggestion. Yeah, I had a meeting with Thomas Massey over the weekend, and he actually wears a portable debt clock as he's lapeled pin now. He had it made, and he had a second one made actually for DeSantis as well. Yeah. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we should have somebody in the crowd during the CACR, like count. You could count it down every once in a while, or just start have a tablet and show people the dead clock as we go along.
That'd be hilarious.
Honestly, if someone went up and use their 3 minutes to say the debt was this much when they started, and then remain silent for their 3 minutes, and then say the debt is now so much.
And that's funny. Person thing, like Matt C says, right?
Yeah, that did not come from me.
Yeah. So,
hey guys, this is Yvonne, and I'm helping, you know, Carla and Matt and Ian with a lot of the organization of this stuff and some of the press. And I just wanted to say that we shouldn't, you know, kind of count out the study committee bill either. I know we haven't really talked about that yet, but I think that that's going to be honestly the easiest one to get passed. And we all have like our different kind of views on why we think that independence is important. But one of the ones that I think Carla has talked about a lot, and I really like this kind of phrasing, is kind of this idea that a national divorce is inevitable, and that we need to be prepared for, you know, what happens if that happens in the future and we're not the first state. You know, it's kind of like an emergency plan, and it would be great if somebody could kind of testify on that.
Yeah, I think
that's fine.
I think more than one person will be looking at it from that point of view, that it feels like a split up is coming, and we're just one of the states contemplating it.
So my thoughts for when I wanted to testify for HB 1130 was to kind of illustrate maybe some historical precedent for why it's worth having a study committee. Like, for example, maybe this is too hot, but you could say that right before the Civil War, the South they took Lincoln off of the presidential primary ballots, just like what's happening right now. I don't have to use all those exact words. Maybe I could say just in 1860, a bunch of these states removed this guy, you know, but because we need to be promoting national divorce as an alternative to, any sort of war propaganda that might be out there. You know, we could also talk about how, an average empire lasts 250 years anyway. We could, so there's that. Give examples of empires that only lasted for so long. And then we could also talk about what I wanted to talk about was, New Hampshire has some really good things going for it that could make it successful as a country. Like, it already has an international border, so we're not surrounded like in an island. We'd have bordering two countries. We've got Canada and America, in this case, and we also have a deep water port. Things like that. I wanted to highlight some good features that would make it worthwhile. I know right now, looks like he's available Thursday night, Professor Ryan Griffiths from Syracuse University. He's open to meet. He's not able to meet tomorrow with some of us in the leadership team, but he's open to meet Thursday night to kind of talk about the bills, or Thursday evening or during the day. I think Yvonne said that, but he's a political scientist, much like Jason Gerhard, who has opinions about secession, and we're going to get, there's an opportunity to talk with him on Thursday night about that.
You meant Jason Sorens, I believe, there, just to correct.
I did, yes, that's what I meant, yes, that's correct. Jason Gerhard is not a political scientist.
Well, we lost our first outsider, Max. he thought we were dodging the questions, and I was trying to tell him we just don't have enough time to talk to the new people about all their questions. You have to can catch up with us a lot of different places, because this is kind of our insider meeting to plan and scheme. So, but hopefully he'll be able to. Another little thing that I hope there's more testimony, online testimony being posted, like Matt C. pointed out. And there's more and more people that right now we're being outvoted by the people that oppose it. So that's good that they are finding out that we're doing this.
And I was specifically referring to that was HB 1294 today. That was for nullifying the EPA. I had car maintenance this morning and it was delayed. So I was not able to be there in person. So I just had to submit a remote testimony after the fact.
So that's the EPA nullification one, right?
That was today, yes.
Sorry, I don't want to sideline us, but I was surprised. I didn't knew nothing about this. Maybe you told me and I forgot. That's possible. Yeah. But who sponsored it?
The prime sponsor was Michael Granger. And then he's got like five different co-sponsors, including Jason Gerhard, Leah Cushman and Michael Belcher and like a few others.
Okay, nice.
So it's out of our nullification caucus. And okay. Jason's like, you got to get these press releases going so that we can highlight what the caucus is doing. So like tomorrow there's 1183, which is preventing the sale of lands in New Hampshire to China, which is, I'm going to try and get down for that one at 10 a.m. It's not exactly nullification, but it's state sovereignty. And then during my interview with Frank earlier this week or earlier today, I just went over all the bills that were going on this week that had to do with state sovereignty.
Well, it's state sovereignty, but not to derail us, but it is anti-private property contract. But okay, moving on. And kind of xenophobic. I'm just going to say that too, by the way. Could ban some Quebecans from buying land in New Hampshire? How's that feel?
Oh, I wasn't even listening to that part. Yeah, I've not been interested in that sort of thing at all. So.
Oh, all right. Anyway. All right. So CACR 20, I just wanted to say maybe for new people or if you're not familiar, I don't know who's on the call. People can go look at the testimony. We can, of course, use some of the more compelling arguments from pasts and leverage it or see something that seemed to resonate. Maybe people on the committee or something. So we could definitely maybe try and steal some more ideas and work them in that way.
Let's see who's here amongst this. Now we're down to about eight of us. Anybody not been able to say something?
I'm just wondering how we sign up to actually give a testimony at the hearing itself, if we wanted to.
Yeah, you go to the room, which is room 206, 208, and you fill out what's called a pink card. Is there anybody here who's done that before? Russell, yeah. I guess you have.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. And I forget the timing. I think you can do it right at the time of that session, but the earlier the better.
Yeah.
And Dave Ridley is also saying that if some people come early and sign up, and if somebody else comes later, they might even be able to cede some of their time to that other person, especially if a bunch of us don't take very long. But yeah, that's what will happen, Riley. You go to the room and then you fill out a little card and hand that in, and you're telling them who you are and what you're going to talk about, how long you need.
Okay.
And then I don't know exactly, probably every committee has their own way of doing this sort of stuff. Have you talked at a bunch of these, Carla?
Yeah, over the years, I'm always late. I get there late. I fill it out late. I forget to say my name and all of that. But yeah, it's procedurally, you can get there. You fill out the card. They'll have printouts of the bills. Typically, we'll all sit in sort of the audience. Typically, the sponsor of the bill will talk first, then someone who opposes the bill might talk. They'll probably stack a bunch of people who oppose it first. Although it'll be really interesting to see who they bring, because Brody Deshaies, who was their little bitch last time,
he's gone.
Got voted out by some magic. So
that makes it much nicer.
Well, so I got bad news, Matt. See, if we're trying to look very organized and very with it, then when Carla shows up late, how on earth are we ever going to defeat the United States government?
Oh, God, don't show up late. Don't listen to me. I'm just trying to make everyone else feel good about their performances.
Well, just one person testifies at a time. You know, so I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy it.
And then Dave is planning on 8:30 to have signs and things like that. And then he also wants to do it at the lunch break, like at 12. But the problem is there's a bunch of us that are going, some of us are going to other rooms or doing other things. And the state reps end up bouncing between rooms, right, and stuff like that. So it's hard to tell what exactly is going to happen.
Do we know, are there co-sponsors on either of these bills? Is it just Jason?
The last time I looked at it, it was just Jason's name. Matt C., what's on HB 1130? Is it just Matt?
It's just Matt. I saw Glenn Bailey and I saw Emily Phillips outside of the State House before the defendant guard hearing. I went out the last Thursday morning to hold signs with Derek and a few other guys. And, I'm really glad I did because we got it through the house, which is awesome. And I saw Glenn and Emily there and I let them know like, hey, you guys coming down this Friday? When I talk to the reps, I like to approach them with a more accommodating position. I don't like to presume that it's something that they still support, even if it's something that they voted for or expressed interest for in the past. And that's how I feel comfortable speaking with them. If some of the things I should be more assertive, then please feel free to critique. But I asked them, hey, you guys are going to be coming down next week. This is what's going on. Like, now, of course, I can follow up with an email saying, tell for everybody who testified last time, obviously Diane's in the nullification caucus, so she knows about what's going on. I sent Mike Sylvia an email a few weeks ago, hadn't heard response. He knows about it. That doesn't mean he's going to come.
Do we have a list of everyone who co-sponsored last time? Because I do feel, I agree with Yvonne from earlier, that the study committee bill is, we can actually argue that, hey, we heard your concerns and we tried to come back with things mm-hmm. that you guys would find more palatable. Mm-hmm. We added a debt clock because the debt is a problem. It is one of the most motivating reasons we're doing this. And okay. We're like, let's start to answer the questions. So I feel like a lot of people who are on the fence should actually be more into this one.
Yeah, I'm sure Matt S. would say that in his testimony, because that's why he's did this one. And there were specific people last year, 2 years ago, that said we should do a study committee first, some Republicans. So, okay, well, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. The, thank
and
you.
I agree. Of course, course that, yeah. that one should be, like 10 times easier to pass, right? So, because all it is doing it, making a committee.
As far as co-sponsors for the secession bill from CACR 32 that we had, there were seven total, and all of them voted for it except for Peter Tarosian.
Okay.
Hold on, I got that somewhere.
Yeah, and not all of them are in the State House anymore.
And,
we don't know how many more support it. Yeah, right now, I think right now the CACR20 still just has Jason Gerhard as the sponsor. I don't know if they add people as the process goes along or if it's locked in.
Okay. Yep. So last time, Mike Sylvia was prime sponsor. And then there was Dennis Green, Dustin Jodge, Raymond Howard, and Peter Terosian. So all of those guys are no longer in the State House. The only two original sponsors left are Matt and Glenn Bailey. Matt sponsoring HB 1130. And Glenn, I think, is going to show up. I think he's under the impression that we were still doing only nullification. But I think he's still down with an exit. He's cool. He's a cool guy. I like him.
Is this Glenn Bailey?
Yeah.
Okay. I will reach out to him personally as well. And okay.
Thanks, Carla. Yeah. So that's those guys. And then, you know, Emily Phillips has expressed, you know, interest. Norm Silber has, you know, signed the NH exit petition. He's not in the House anymore, but I've emailed him. I've emailed Glenn Aldrich, you know, everybody who is still in or who voted for it last time, I emailed again to invite them to come again. Say again, Carla, sorry.
I was going to ask, I had reached out because the NBC Boston folks were going to come out today for Ian Freeman's restitution hearing. Yeah. And that, of course, got canceled, I heard, permanently. So that's really good news. But then, you know, I mentioned when I was like, hey, so don't come if you're just coming for that. I was like, oh, by the way, there are all these secession bills coming up on Friday. So they sound interested. They haven't given me a yes or a no yet. I was wondering, do we think that would make it more or less likely for the politicians to show up? Like, would that be a sell or should I just keep quiet?
Jeez, I don't know.
That's a really interesting point.
Politicians seem to love media, so who knows?
Yeah, I would think so.
I just have no idea. This is just such a hot topic, right? We were joking about this on a call last week where I was like, well, I can't run from it, so I might as well go for it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll ask Yvonne, maybe offline.
I would be more along the lines of, yes, invite them. Because if anything, I think it puts like an interesting pressure. I don't think it's necessarily a dissuasive one, but it shows that like there is interest in this and this is interesting and palatable, especially if we're making the argument that this is inevitable at some point, you know? Right. Because I think that whoever kind of talks on this point, maybe it's Matt, maybe it's Carla, maybe it's somebody else, says something along the lines of like, you know, you see this conversation online every day, like it's getting constant attention. Something is going to happen here and we need to be prepared for it. So I think that having as much media there as possible, especially if there's like a camera crew, actually kind of adds to that idea that this is of interest and something's going to happen here at some point.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, I like that idea. So I'll keep you guys posted and let you know in the group if they do bite. But I'll also... I'll do a better song and dance.
Well, doesn't it seem like that Boston media was attracted to this because of the extreme nature of secession, and it's more exciting than other bills and other things.
You know, I think what is happening now is the media is actually grappling with the outcome of outrage culture to some extent. And, oh, this was a fun story to cover until national divorce started trending. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're scared now.
yeah, right. Yeah, that happens. So have we covered all the questions from our little group here, that people that didn't know something about specifically and things like that? Have we covered most of the things? Riley's new to this, so this will be the first time he's doing it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to the hearings and find out what they're going to be like.
And Matt C, when you sign up, how long do you think you're going to testify?
I believe the standard is, I'm pretty sure the standard is you just get 3 minutes. That's the way these hearings are supposed to work. I know the NHLA's got the guidance out there. It's you get 3 minutes. I don't think you get to have as much as you'd like. You get 3 minutes.
I mean, you can write a time on the card, but usually they won't give you more than three. So it's much better. And it's also better for us, right? It's better if you're better prepared. A good 3 minutes is way better than 10 rambling, confused minutes.
Yeah.
So it forces us to clarify our minds and to come with a clear intent that we can clearly communicate to someone else.
Mm-hmm. And then, Matt, see, you're hoping they might ask questions, but otherwise, you're only going to have the 3 minutes, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm – I don't know if I feel that way, but it's going to be a hot morning because it's easy to it's easy for someone to be like, oh, you're going to – you hope they ask you questions. It's like, yeah, but then they're asking me the questions, you know.
Maybe I need to be near the Democrats on their side of the table and say, I sure hope they don't ask any tough questions of that Matt Sarunda. How do you say his last name? Oh, no, he's going to crack under pressure. I hope nobody asks him any questions.
I just need to give good answers. That's all. I don't know what I think.
Answer can be I don't know, and that is an entirely legitimate, honest, clear answer. And if you're not sure, just give it to them.
Yeah.
Did that come up last year? I need to watch the video again because that's what happens to me a lot with secession.
Because people
they want to know all the details afterwards, and we go, "Well, I don't know what's going to happen." Just like the Texas guy says. Well, that's going to be up to, the people in Texas are going to decide that. Or, we're not trying to make a whole new government. We're just having the Constitution of New Hampshire and the Republic, right? And so we don't get to decide everything that happens afterwards.
That's good. Yes, that's true. I guess, what's going to be, how are things going to be different? Like, we already know how things are going to sort of be the same. But I guess that's actually how we should reframe it. Like, how are things going to be different? Well, here's how things are going to be the same. We still got our state government. We still got our state constitution, so we know that.
One thing Dave Ridley and I were joking about yesterday was it might be nice to say, well, after we secede, I still think that the big conversation is going to be people in New Hampshire complaining about property taxes. We'll still have that problem.
Yes, and Josh Okella's bill to change to Atlantic Standard Time. I like that because that's just we're a different country. We have a different time.
We already decided this a long time ago on the New Hampshire Underground about a decade ago. We had a vote, and we chose New Hampshire Free Time.
Oh,
NHFT, New Hampshire. And it was Eastern Standard Time. All the time. Now, if you the secessionists want to do Atlantic Standard Time, I won't be able to stop you because I don't use force. But we already had a vote, so
we are seceding from our time zone in addition to the country.
And of course, just something to keep in mind, guys, when doing the reframing that Matt was talking about. We don't have to have every answer, right? But when you're framing it, even if you're like, oh, I don't know, but the notes are peace and prosperity, right? Mm-hmm. So you're basically selling someone a better future than whatever we have now. Now, New Hampshire's already pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, it's not like we could be like, you're not going to have an income tax. You're not going to have a sales tax, right? Like, we're already so good on a lot of things. But if you can leave people with the mindset of, but a divorce is painful, but a divorce is a lot less bad than a war, right? So we don't want war. So we all want to be like peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. But then on top of that, we want to be like, we actually believe this is going to make us all richer and happier. And it's actually going to be better for our neighbors, right? Like, you know, people have to eat cat food now because they're on fixed incomes because the government has stolen 100% of their money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and so it's like we can do better. And so, you know, worst case scenario, when people really try and get me caught up, I'm like, it'll be like America in the 50s. But with better technology.
Well, yeah. Well, it'll be like America in 1781 with more technology.
That would be an interesting thing to think about, America in 1781 with more technology.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, because Dave Ridley brings that up, that, you know, Daniel Miller from Texit, you know, mentions that a lot, that, you know, they're just, you know, that you're just doing one step. We're only doing secession and we're not having to remake everything. And then there'll be other things that happen, but yeah, you know,
we don't need a revolution.
Yeah. We're not choosing a monarchy. We're not choosing a different kind of government. We already know what kind of government we're going to have
for the beginning, sir.
Oh, Carla wants a new government.
No, not your government. I want a monarchy.
So, Carla, being president of New Hampshire won't be enough?
Oh, I don't really want to be president. I just want to be queen.
Well, I don't want a queen, so
yeah.
Now what?
See, you,
so then get yourself a president. Luckily, it's all voluntary.
You don't even have enough votes on this panel right now, Carla. And some of us like you. We might even have to do that kind of, I mean, also, is there stuff that we can do that'll make the committee laugh or snap out of the seriousness, you know, because that's the thing is, well, the only thing I'm worried about with secession is that Carla Garrick might get some power and turn us into a monarchy. That's my only She might start going crazy.
Sounds good. I'm sure that'll get a few laughs.
I have a feeling that when I say I'm looking for a U.S. constitutional amendment, I might get a few laughs there, just so.
Yeah, well, how do you think now? So Steve is talking about he's gonna do it for the HB 1130, right? The committee.
That's right.
Bill, I think that when you bring up your subject, I think the committee might be very interested in your specifics of what you're thinking about. Because
hopefully.
You know, I think so, but you know, what do I know? We have a new chairman, and Matt C has been going back and forth with him, and he has been very friendly to all of us when we've sent emails. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
We're talking about Chairman Michael Moffitt.
Yeah, because that's a different person than the last time.
So Matt, would you agree that he seems to be a friendly guy?
Yeah, I say so. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not stonewalling us.
On the panel last time for CACR 32. He's just not. Last time he wasn't the chair.
Yeah, he was on the committee. Okay, so he voted against our thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'll be. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay. You know what I think I might do is I might close off my recording and then we'll keep talking off the record here. How does that sound?
All right.
Let me shut off my recording and then you guys will just hear some funny little thing that happens and stuff like that. But then I'll see you on the other side. Okay, good talking to you guys.
All right. Bye.